Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The greatest popular singer of the 20th century was born 100 years ago on December 12, 2015. Maybe the greatest singer of all. This is an hour with Frank Sinatra.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Most people who listen to Sinatra are probably choosing the albums he made for Capitol and then Reprise. Those albums first appeared in the 1950s when Sinatra regained his footing after his sales had dropped off, his marriage came apart, his alleged mafia ties and his affair with Ava Gardner hurt his reputation, his record company dropped him, and he suffered a hemorrhage in his throat and couldn't sing. When he returned, he very quickly reached the top of his game, swinging on one hand, seducing on the other. One man, cocky but vulnerable, delivering all there was to discern and express in nothing more than a popular song.
From this moment on, you fall. Only 2:40, dear. From this moment on, from this happy day, no more blue songs, only hoop-de-doo songs. From this moment on, for you've got the love I need so much. You've got the skin that I love to touch. Got the arms to hold me tight. Got those sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, babe, will be riding high, babe. Anymore, it doesn't matter who's right or wrong. We've been injuring each other much too long. And it's too late to try to save what might have been. It's over. Nobody wins. Make believing in forever is just a line. And it seems a little sadder each time we try. 'Cause it's a shame to make the same mistake again and again. It's over. Nobody wins. We've gone too far, too long, too far apart. The loving was easy. It's the living that's hard. For there's no need to stay to see the way it ends. It's over. Nobody wins.
Frank Sinatra with Cole Porter's From This Moment On and Kris Kristofferson's Nobody Wins. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. This isn't a biographical sketch, a listing of Sinatra's wives or his hits. It's an incomplete attempt to shed some light on the achievement. As Sinatra mastered his craft, technique became something he internalized. That doesn't mean he didn't think about it or make conscious choices when he performed or recorded, but it does mean it became part of him, always ready to serve what was essential in the song. This is In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning.
In the wee small hours of the morning, while the whole wide world is fast asleep, you lie awake and think about the girl and never ever think of counting sheep. When you're lonely, has learned its lesson, you'd be hers if only she would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you miss her most. You'd be hers if only she would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you miss her.
Dave Mann and Bob Hilliard's 1955, In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning. Learning breath control from Tommy Dorsey so he could hold notes longer than any other singer. Learning from jazz to delay an entrance or hit the offbeat or bend a note. Sinatra's offhanded manner covered up a serious musician, a singer of genius. After his career fell apart in the 50s, he made the movie From Here to Eternity, the beginning of a revival that lasted for the rest of his career. Columbia had dropped him, but now he signed with Capitol. The company assigned a young arranger named Nelson Riddle to work with him. After he recorded Riddle's first arrangement, Sinatra looked up from the music and announced, "I'm back, baby, I'm back." Harold Arlen and Ted Keeler's "I've Got the World on a String."
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world.
Frank Sinatra, "I've Got the World on a String." After an apprenticeship on the radio and with Harry James, Sinatra joined Tommy Dorsey's top-level band in 1940. Dorsey said, "You could almost feel the excitement when the kid stood up to sing. Remember, he was no matinee idol. He was just a skinny kid with big ears. I used to stand there so amazed I'd almost forget to take my own solos." With Dorsey, Sinatra had his first top 10 recording, "Imagination."
Imagination is funny, it makes a cloudy day sunny, makes a bee think of honey, just as I think of you. Imagination is crazy, your whole perspective gets hazy, starts you asking a daisy what to do, what to do.
Have you ever felt a gentle touch and then a kiss and then find it's only your imagination again? Oh well, imagination is silly. You go around willy-nilly. For example, I go around wanting you, and yet I can't imagine that you want me to.
Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke's Imagination. As Sinatra's reputation grew, he pushed Dorsey to release him from his contract. Dorsey reluctantly agreed. Later he said, "Sinatra's the most fascinating man in the world, but don't put your hand in the cage." When Sinatra left, he took Axel Stordahl with him to become his exclusive arranger. After his first recording session for Columbia, Sinatra was astounded at how good he sounded. Stordahl said, "I think this was a turning point in his career. I think he began to see what he might do on his own." Sinatra was growing not only in assurance, but in self-awareness as an artist. From that first session, this is "The Song Is You."
I hear music when I look at you. A beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it play. I feel it start, then melt away. I hear music when I touch your hand, a beautiful melody from some enchanted land. Down deep in my heart, I hear it say, "Is this the day?" Strain. I alone have heard this glad refrain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you. Can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you.
Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein's The Song Is You. Kern wrote a romantic melody right out of operetta, but Sinatra turned it into crooning. That's what he was in those days, a romantic crooner who sang the ballads that were so slow they felt melancholy, regardless of their sentiment. During the war years, romantic misery was very much in vogue, and despite the sweetness of his crooning, Sinatra was learning to invest his singing with an understated sexual heat. From those years at Columbia, two insinuating ballads, Close to You, and I Guess I'll Have to Dream the Rest.
Close to you, I will always stay. Close to you, far away. You'll always be near, as though you were here by my side. No matter where, in my dreams I'll find you. Sharing your caress, can't you see? You're my happiness. Wherever you go, my heart will go too. What can I? I'll have to dream the rest. If you can't remember the things that we said, those nights that my shoulder held your sleepy head, if you believe that parting's best, I guess I'll have to dream the rest. I guess I'll have to dream alone of honeymoon cruises once dear to my heart, of one-room apartments where we said we'd start, of foolish things we planned to own. I guess I'll have to dream alone. I can see that your heart has gone astray. As for me, I love you the same old way. I guess I'll have to dream the rest. There'll be no friends waiting to throw shoes and rice. Those heavenly moments may never come twice. I'm thankful for the hours you blessed. I guess I'll have to dream the rest. I guess I'll have to dream the
close to you, and I guess I'll have to dream the rest. It took Sinatra a while to become a great singer. Adversity, failure, and loss helped to deepen the singing. So did the superb arrangers, Stardoll, Riddle, Billy May, Gordon Jenkins. You hear the change in two very good recordings, Sinatra's first hit with Dorsey from 1940 and a cut from his first concept album 15 years later. The first is a straightforward ballad, inviting and clear, but the second possesses nuance, shading, shadows, an emotional connection between singer and listener. He's become less a singer and more a survivor who sings. Polka Dots and Moonbeams, and What Is This Thing Called Love?
A country dance was being held in a garden. I felt a bump and heard an, oh, beg your pardon. Suddenly I saw polka dots and moonbeams all around a pug-nosed dream. The music started, and was I the perplexed one? I held my breath and said, may I have the next one? In my frightened arms, polka dots and moonbeams sparkled on a pug-nosed dream. There were questions in the eyes of other dancers as we floated over the floor. There were questions, but my heart knew all the answers, and perhaps a few things more. Now in a cottage built of lilacs and laughter, I know the meaning of the words ever after, and I'll always see polka dots and moonbeams when I kiss the pug-nosed dream.
This thing called love, this funny thing called love, just who can solve its mystery. And why should it make a fool of me? But you took my heart, and you threw my heart away. That's why I ask the Lord up in heaven above. Just what is this thing called love?
Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke's Polka Dots and Moonbeams, and Cole Porter's What Is This Thing Called Love? You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Recording for Capitol and later Reprise, Sinatra released a series of concept albums, From the Joyful to the Melancholy, demonstrating that he had become a singer of great intimacy and vulnerability on one hand, and urbanity and swagger on the other. Forget the self-indulgence of the Vegas bad boy and his Rat Pack cronies. This was a great artist at work. Michiko Kakutani wrote, "The manner was both sophisticated and seductive. He knew how much fun sex was, but he could sing heartache and solitude with more conviction than any singer before or since. I've Got You Under My Skin and Only the Lonely."
I've got you under my skin, I've got you deep in the heart of me, so deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well? I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats, repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin.
sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. In spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Why not use your mentality? Step up, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin. Each place I go only the lonely go. Some little small cafe, the songs I know. Only the lonely know. Each melody recalls a love that used to be. The dreams I dream. Soon, somewhere, you'll find the one that used to care, and you'll recall each fun time, those picnics at the beach when love was new. It well could be the one time a hopeless little dream like that comes true. If you find love, hang on to each caress and never let love go. For when it's gone, you'll know.
Cole Porter's I've Got You Under My Skin, and Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn's Only the Lonely. It would have been something to sit in on a Sinatra recording session, or am I romanticizing it? I'm thinking about the combination of discipline and freedom in his singing, in any great artist's work. Would it have been visible in a studio, or did you hear it only on the final take? Sinatra was the ultimate bruised romantic. These are songs animated by his own emotions, memories, and experiences. He was a good actor in movies. He was a superb actor in song. Singing largely the songs of the 30s and 40s, the heart of the great American songbook, he makes you feel as if he's reinventing a song as he sings it. Just One of Those Things, and Last Night When We Were Young.
It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then rings, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought of it, about the end of it, when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear amen. Here's hoping we'll meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought of it, about the end of it, when we started painting that town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, goodbye, bye, bye, goodbye, baby and amen. Here's hoping we'll meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things.
Last night, when we were young, love was a star, a song unsung. Life was so new, so real, so right. Ages ago,
last night. Today, the world is old. You flew away, and time grew cold. Where is that star that seems so bright? Ages ago, last night, to think that spring had depended on merely this, a look, a kiss. To think that something so splendid could slip away in one little daybreak. So now let's reminisce and recollect the sighs and the kisses, the arms that clung when we were young.
Cole Porter's Just One of Those Things, and Harold Arlen and E.Y. Harburg's Last Night When We Were Young. One demur lest this seem like hagiography. Sinatra had an admirable habit of naming lyricists when he introduced a song on stage. Not a song by Richard Rodgers, but rather a song with a great lyric by Lorenz Hart. And then, for some unfathomable reason, he changed the words, almost always diminishing their effect. It was his view of himself as the bad boy hipster. So, for instance, in Hart's lyric to The Lady is a Tramp, Sinatra discards the witty wordplay in the title line for the self-serving and not very interesting, "This chick is a tramp." Too bad, because the rest of the recording is Sinatra at his freest and most effervescent.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She likes the theater and never comes late. She never bothers with people she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like crap games with barons or earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the free fresh wind in her head, life without care. She's broke and it's oak, hates California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. She gets too hungry to wait for dinner at 8. loves the theater, but never comes late. She'd never bother with people she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. She'll have no crap games with Sharpies and froth, and she won't go to Harlem in Lincoln's or Ford's, and she won't dish the dirt with the rest of the broads. That's why the lady is a tramp. She loves the free, fresh wind in her hair, life without care. She's broke, but it's oak. Hates California. It's so cold and so damp. That's why the lady, that's why the lady, that's why the lady is a tramp.
Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart's The Lady is a Tramp. In 1971, Sinatra retired. He was in his mid-50s, and he'd been doing it steadily for 35 years. But then what? 2 years later, he returned with one of his signature albums, Old Blue Eyes is Back. The voice was ragged at times, but still musical, and he was still in control of it and the songs. The decline had begun, but he was still Sinatra, and that's the way to remember him. Not with the boozing and fights, not with the mob ties and womanizing, but with the singing, the unequaled singing. From his return album, You Will Be My Music.
When all the songs are out of tune and all the rhymes ring so untrue, when I don't find the words to say the thoughts I long to bring to you, when I hear lonely singers who are just as lost as me, making noise, not melody. Find the song to tell me all the things I need to say, and I'm afraid as time goes by that someday soon you'll go away and I'll be lost and trying for songs I'll never sing, wanting you is everything. You
You will be my song. You will be my music. I can't wait any longer if I'm wrong. I can't wait any longer for my song.
Joe Raposo, You Will Be My Music. In the 1960s, Sinatra recorded a rock and roll album. It was a disaster. But within the Great American Songbook, hardly a bad place to be, there was Sinatra and there was everybody else. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.